Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Loader. We're leading off with Michael Letts again from Invest USA, talking about the various things that he sees going on out there in the world, because he's got plenty of time to talk about it, and he writes about it for American Thinker, investusa.org. How are you doing today, sir?
Doing great, Bill. Thank you so much for the opportunity. It's interesting times that we're living in, and of course, as everybody we've talked about it before, is you know what's been going on in Gaza. And the reason why we mention that is because of the fact that we have open borders and we know we have intelligence that has indicated that there are terrorist cells that have already penetrated across the border into the United States. So we could very well be the next victim. Now, why is that important? What we're fixing to talk about? People are now suddenly becoming concerned. I would like probably use the word fearful is another factor in how you could describe it. People are becoming very concerned. And so they want to know, what are we doing to protect the American people? Well, what are we not doing to protect the American people? We know that, you know, the defund the police movement is still active in municipalities and cities all across the country. We know that there is also the no cash bail in Illinois and California and other places. So what is being done to counter that so that we can have the resources necessary? God forbid, should we follow suit with what's going on in Gaza and begin to have terrorist attacks on this soil. So the interesting developments have come up, Bill, in California, in Los Angeles County. There are 12 municipalities within that county who are now suing the DA's office and county government because of the fact that they have adopted a no-cash bail policy. And what has happened is, as you and I both are well aware of, Bill, I mean, second grader can figure this one out, violent crime spikes, robbery spikes, everything spikes.
Right.
When that happens and neighborhoods are no longer safe, property values go down, people are trying to leave in droves. Of course, they're leaving California for other reasons too, but this is a major reason. And so it's economically destroying the community besides crime-wise. So what have they decided to do? They have banded together communities, have banded together, and they've initiated legal action to say, look, we pay for protection. We pay to live in a society where we can be reasonably safe. You're making decisions that are negligent by eliminating cash bond. And, of course, for your listeners that may be wondering, what am I doing about eliminating cash bond? Here's where the whole basis of that occurred, Neil. There is a particular liberal element that says that when a criminal commits a crime, if he is a certain ethnic race, he doesn't have the wherewithal to post bond. And so he has to sit in jail until the case is called, and that is discriminatory. That's racist. So their solution to that is, let's just eliminate cash bond for everybody. Nobody has to pay.
Hmm.
You commit a crime, you go take the gun to the jailhouse, you get photographed, fingerprinted, booked in, and then back out the door. Usually you're out faster than the officer at the job came for the crime you committed. Here's what the statistics show, though, Bill. 90% of the people they're letting out end up back in that same jail within a week committing another crime. So it's all we're doing is just help funneling the criminal system, making them have greater opportunities to destroy the community. That's what no cash bail is all about. And I get what is their basis. They think they're doing a great service to humanity. First of all, they think that every criminal should be given a second chance and be rehabilitated. And then second of all, they think they're leveling the playing field so that nobody is still discriminated against because they can't afford to be able to sell out. But as I said, what are the consequences of that? Crime is just skyrocketing because the people that are doing the no cash bail are career criminals. They laugh. They get another chance to go out and make another crime before this one here comes up to be heard. So these communities, these neighborhoods have said you are creating decisions that are unsafe and that are negligent and they're silly. Now, it hasn't actually gone to trial yet, but it's a very interesting concept. It's kind of like a playbook how the liberal left democratic ideology sue everybody. And the same thing is happening in Portland, Seattle, where businesses are saying, look, you are voting to defund the police. You're defunding the police means that their crime is escalating and spiking. We have less protection. We pay tax. If you're going to deliberately cut it, you're going to give us a refund, or we're going to sue you for negligence. And they're doing the same thing there, and that case will be heard shortly. Here's what I'm loving about it, Bill. Let's get them where it hurts. These stupid decisions need to be held accountable, and they need to be held accountable in people's pocketbooks to make the dumb decisions. And that's what I'm excited about. It's happening. I think part of it is being generated, what you're seeing like in Gaza and other places. People are suddenly realizing we don't live in a very safe world, and we better try to do something about it.
Have you, with Invest USA, have you seen people, have people been coming to you wanting to ask about vests?
Oh, left and right. I just, right before you called in for the show,
right.
I had four or five people calling as citizens saying, look, I know we want to make sure our officers are taken care of, but is there any way we could buy one ourselves?
Is there?
And yes, there is. You know, we're happy to provide a vest for at the same discounted rate that we give to the agency. Now, we don't give the discount rate to the agency. We just pay for them ourselves and donate them.
Right.
But if somebody wants to, you know, purchase a vest, because our number one objective is to protect the American people, be police protection or them taking a vest and protecting themselves with it.
Well, what kind of vest would they be buying? Most people are going to buy soft armor, aren't they?
Yeah. Our vest, we have both. We have soft armor. And we have active shooter vests, you know, with the titanium plates. I tell most people that, interestingly enough, Bill, our active shooter vests, the design on the carriers are so comfortable that you can't tell that being much of a difference of wearing that in a concealable vest.
Really?
And I'd much rather have an active shooter vest. Now, the downside is it's probably a pound heavier per plate. That's about 2 pounds heavier than what a concealable. It really doesn't make that much difference in the weight. And the protection is just unparalleled.
I might have to look at one of those. That sounds like an interesting, because rifle plates, the difference between rifle, I've got two vests over here. One is a rifle-rated one. One is a pistol-rated one. And the pistol-rated one, I can just about fold up and stick in my pocket.
Right.
It's just that light. It's soft armor. And the other one is substantially heavier, although the plates weigh 6 pounds each.
Right.
I think. That 6 pounds adds up, and then when you start hanging doodads off of it and everything else, you got all kinds of stuff happening then. Are all the ones that you're selling, are they slick?
Well, see, the ones that we have manufactured for us by Buffalo Armor out of New York, it's the design of the carrier. That carrier is so well padded on the shoulders.
Right.
You literally, it is so comfortable, you have no idea the weight that you're carrying.
Gotcha.
And usually that's the way it works. If you distribute the right way, in the right locations with the right padding, it actually feels more comfortable than a lighter vest that's more flexible that doesn't fit well.
Gotcha. We're coming up on the first break. You can find Michael at investusa.org, but you can actually see what he talks about on a daily basis at americanthinker.com. Coming straight out of my hometown, Columbia, South Carolina, he provides vests to all kinds of people doing all kinds of things, that and even canines in some cases. We'll be right back.
Very much.
Conversation continues. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org and American Thinker, among other things. Where would you like to go now, sir? I know I haven't got everything in front of my face. I know you've written about so many things. It's like a grab bag of good stuff.
there is so much going on out there, but actually I want to follow up on a comment you made a year ago going to break. You know, you talked about canine vests as well, of course, which we do provide.
Right.
But here's an interesting fact that you're listening to. Just to show you how crazy the far-left liberal ideology has got, totally devoid of any common sense. In San Francisco, and not just in San Francisco, but in municipalities up and down the California coast and in Seattle and in Oregon, Washington State, and even some other Midwestern states, they are considering a proposal to put in their ordinances, their city ordinances, to ban the use of canines for law enforcement agencies. And the question is raised, why would you want to ban a canine? And the response is because there is a segment, again, it's this political wokeness type thing. There is a segment of society that are intimidated by canines. And it is a very, they think canines are racist. And that canines target a particular segment of society. My last understanding, Bill, was that canines are colorblind. Just totally blows my mind because canines are some of the most effective means of helping us deal, especially with violent criminals, because they know how to take down an assailant and remove a firearm and save that assailant's life. Don't know if that's a good idea or not, but save that assailant's life versus having to do a shootout.
Yeah.
And I just, it blows my mind that their thinking is so warped that they actually want to peg everything on racism, and for somehow they think that they are pandering to a particular voter segment, and that that segment will reward them at the ballot for them coming to bat for them. But what we're finding out in the polls, Bill, is that segment is actually saying, you're not helping me, you're hurting me. You're making crime more prevalent in my neighborhood, and we're the victims of it. And so it's backfiring on them. I just, the same situation we talked about earlier a few minutes ago with the open border situation. How anyone can fathom that it is helpful to society to bring in literally tens of thousands of illegal immigrants who we know are on the terrorist watch list. They've already been vetted. We let them come in anyway, from Syria, from Iran, from Turkey, from Pakistan, from Afghanistan. I don't understand, Bill, how the liberal ideology must be a bacteria, so it just eats the common sense out of their brain cells is all I can figure.
Think it goes into their ear, the bacteria? You think the bacteria gets into their ear there and starts eating the brains out?
It has to. I mean, yeah. There's no other explanation because it is just amazing, you know, like we were talking about. I mean, and here's how they try to, they don't understand the damage that they do. And here's what I mean by that, Bill. You have sections of the country like New York, Detroit, Michigan, Chicago, that have defunded the police.
Right.
Lost thousands of officers, okay? Way down. I told you Austin has over 600 officers short. And then when they begin to have violent crime, they suddenly realize, maybe we made a mistake. Maybe we should refund the officers. The problem with that scenario, Bill, is once you screwed these officers over and told them that they weren't worth anything, you didn't support them, you didn't care whether they lived or died, you weren't going to pay them what they needed, you were going to have mental health counselors. Once you come to your senses and say, okay, second thought, we made a mistake, come back to work for us, you've already burned that bridge. They have absolutely no interest in coming back and working for a department that thinks so little, or I said a department, it's the actual the council or the government, that thinks so little of them. And they can't seem to get anybody to come back, and then that hurts and continues to damage the citizens, which gets back to the first thing we talked about. I believe we as Americans need to get smart now and start suing all these left ideologists who are destroying our country and make them be held accountable for their actions.
Right.
Wonder how much money we can make off of that, Bill.
That depends on which court we get in front of, I guess. I mean, we would be looking for punitive damages, I do believe. To the point of using canines, I mean, that I don't think anybody ever thinks to themselves, you're saving this guy from getting killed. when they put a canine in play, right? Because this is canines are actually they fall in the same category as their baton and their taser and all these other non-lethal means to get a criminal, right?
Correct. You know, you never heard of an assailant being killed by a canine. You hear of it being killed all the time by being shot because they were trying to return fire, but you've never heard of a canine taking an assailant down and crushing his jaw, I mean his neck or something along those lines and killing an assailant. Never happened. They can do some damage, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But you can heal from some damage. You can't heal from being shot with a bullet.
Yeah. Well, that part just always stuns me. If you go to invest.org, you've given 6,500 plus vests and been doing it for 28 years.
Yeah, actually, we need to update that figure. It's more like 11,000 now. And but people say, "Wow, that's a big success." I appreciate them saying it's a success. The key thing is, Doug, let me give your listeners some statistics. First of all, we have roughly 1.2 million sworn officers. So 11,000 out of 1.2 million, yeah, there's a lot more work to do.
Yep.
Second of all, 80% of law enforcement works for rural counties, what we call rural agencies. They don't work for Atlanta. They don't work for NYPD or LAPD. They work for small agencies. It's the small agencies that are having a hard time being able to properly equip all their officers. So you can see what a challenge that we have. The third thing I want your listeners to know is 80% of law enforcement are paramilitary. Now, why is that important? You know, we got a bunch of officers that have military personnel that are coming out of the military, quite frankly. You can't blame them when you consider the quote-unquote commander-in-chief we have now.
Right.
They don't want to serve anymore.
I'll tell you what.
But they need another place.
Yeah, we're about to run out of time here, Michael. We will continue this conversation. And don't take off before when we go into the break. I got a question for you, if you would be so kind. But, Michael, find him at investusa.org. Go make a donation and help him give out some vests. Find him on AmericanThinker.com, where he is a regular writer on a regular basis. He's telling all of these things all the time, every day, all the time. He brings us up. It stimulates critical thinking. I always like it when critical thinking is stimulated. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell states that passing aid for Ukraine and Israel before the holiday break is practically impossible.
Obviously, negotiating a border solution is very complicated.
McConnell's remarks follow Ukrainian President Zelensky's meetings on Capitol Hill this morning to advocate for increased U.S. support. Harvard's governing board has decided to retain Claudine Gay as the university's president, despite calls for her resignation and termination following her testimony on campus anti-Semitism before a congressional committee. The board expressed confidence in her leadership. A number of economists anticipate the Federal Reserve initiating interest rate cuts as soon as June. In a recent CNBC Fed survey, over half of the 35 participating experts shared this view, a figure expected to reach nearly 70% by July. John Schaefer, USA News.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Joining us now is Nan Su. He is the senior investigative reporter for the Epoch Times, with an eye and focus on Chinese politics. And recently, they've made a move to disallow iPhones and other things from being used in office. What exactly are they? They've done away with all foreign branded things inside of China in offices?
Well, they actually specifically asked the government employees not to use any iPhone or Apple products in their government office.
Right.
China actually, July 1st of this year, China enact a new anti-espionage law, which may have something to do with this run of ban on Apple products in the government office. However, those government employees, if they go home, they can still use the iPhones. They're just not allowed to use all these Apple products in the government offices.
So, why are they doing that? What's the impetus behind this? Isn't the iPhone basically made in China?
Apple's they make iPhones. They make those iPhones in China. They're not really a part of the supply chain of the Western world. They are only to serve the Chinese market. That's mainly, or at least let's say, mainly serving the Chinese market in China. There's a huge market in China for Apple products, for iPhones. I think the Chinese government has two different kind of reasons doing that. Number one is they think it may not safe
you know, for them to, because they, you know, they concern about their, if there's any leaking or things like that. And think about that, you know, they concern about the Teslas, you know, because Teslas got this, like, the cars that's connected to Tesla's, you know, satellite system, right? So when they have important meetings going on, they will ban the Tesla from the area where the government officials are having, like, a top meetings. That's what they do in China in the past. So therefore ban iPhone from, you know, the government offices it's not a surprise. And second, the second reason is they try to help Huawei. Huawei is kind of like a competitor of iPhone, although their technology is way behind, so like two or three generations behind. But still, you know, because they're cheap, they're probably, you know, less than half of the price of an iPhone. So therefore, somehow banning iPhones from government employees, that probably will still help Huawei's market.
So, so that would be the one, that would be the main competitor within China, Huawei, because there was some sort of a thing that happened with Huawei. They were going to push some 5G stuff, and here in the United States, they made a big deal of it. I've seen some of the Huawei phones. Are they competitive with the iPhone as far as how solid it is, or is this just more of a thing about economics?
Well, first of all, China is the biggest, China make more cell phones than any other country in the world. One reason apparently is because of their population, and another is because their phones are very cheap. So now, Huawei technology going all around the world in certain period of time. I think before Trump took over U.S. government, Trump took over the White House 2016 during the Obama period. Huawei had made some deals with several states here in the United States to use their technology. They actually built quite a bit of facilities here. But later, you know, when Trump was in White House, somehow the American government finally realized it's just not safe to use Huawei's product, because, you know, you don't know what Chinese government behind the scene will be able to do.
Yeah.
So basically, they try to push that out. So Huawei basically, Huawei is still selling their products in Europe, but I don't think anybody's here in the United States is still using that.
Yeah, that's interesting. I've seen some of the reviews on the phone and everything else, but I mean, is there any, so if they're not wanting to, if they want to be more reliant on the Chinese technology, is there any choice to this, or is it all just Huawei, or?
Well, it's Huawei, just when U.S. government's Secretary of Commerce visited China, that was just like, what, it's about a month ago.
Right.
Huawei released its new version of the latest version of its cell phone. It's called Mate 60 Pro, like a Mate 60 Pro.
Right.
It's to everyone's surprise, they are using 7 nanometer semiconductor chips, which the U.S. government has been trying, you know, to make a lot of efforts to prevent China from gaining the capability of manufacturing 7 nanometer semiconductor chips. Now, here is the issue. They disassembled their Mate 60 Pro phone, and then what they found is China is using the equipment that's manufacturing, that's supposed to be used to manufacture 14 nanometer semiconductor chips to make 7 nanometer semiconductor chips. Now, that's not something really new because several Taiwan's semiconductor manufacturer tried this thing before. The reason they didn't do it is because it's less than 20% of a successful rate. But you can still do it. You use those the equipment that manufactures 7 nanometer. The equipment is supposed to be used to manufacture 14 nanometer to manufacture 7 nanometer. It's the successful rate usually is less than 20%, which means it's a really high cost for you to do that. So that's why they didn't pursue that. Now, China using that, China actually succeeded, and then they made a 7 nanometer, and they put that 7 nanometer semiconductor chip in Huawei phone. So the general assessment is that, if they make their semiconductor chips 7 nanometer in that way, then they wouldn't be, they wouldn't be a threat to iPhone because it's a very high cost. They can't do a lot.
Hang on right there, if you will. Got a break coming up. Nan Su is he's a senior investigative reporter for Epoch Times. You can find his work there. He is a specialist in all things China. And considering what we face and considering what we may be looking at one day down the road, it's nice to figure out or try to figure out what's going on there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
This is Lock and Load, talking to Nansu. He is a senior investigative reporter for Epoch Times with an eye and focus on Chinese politics and government deception. We were just talking about how China is trying to cut back on reliance with foreign technologies. Are the foreign technologies, are the technologies they want to rely on, are these all strictly Chinese? Because I would imagine they know how everybody else's tech works because they have most of it being made there already.
Well, there are two things very important which we have not touched yet.
Yes,
number one thing about this 7-nanometer, they are talking about the reason they are not really concerning this is a threat to iPhone's market. That's not the biggest concern.
Right.
The biggest concern is the security concern. I mean, a lot of U.S. military's weaponry system equipment are still made based on 7-nanometer. Now, if China is able to make the 7-nanometer, then, think about what that means for military. And, U.S. Military still have a lot of equipment that's made, by using 14-nanometer semiconductor chips. Now, this is just a part of it. Now, the key here is China doesn't have to, for the security concerns, China doesn't have to have a huge capacity of making 7-nanometer semiconductor chips. You know, how many missiles with nuclear warheads you think, that's going to make an impact when you hit the U.S. soil? They only need one. Not many, right? So if they are able, right? We're not talking about the competition between Huawei and iPhone. We're talking about if China, if they're able to make 7-nanometers, then they can make enough, missiles, carry nuclear warheads, to make an attack. That's really the key concern, right? So that's really, what people should think about. Now, number two, Huawei's technology, the reason it's a concern or should be a concern of the Western world is because Huawei is really, the second step of China's, global expansion. Now,
China usually going after all these developing countries with its Belt and Road project, right? Did we talk about Belt and Road project?
No, not yet.
Now, the Belt and Road project was originally designed by the Chinese government to solve China's construction industry's overcapacity issue, right? They're so overbuilt inside China, so they can't keep doing that anymore. So they send their construction industry to their companies to the developing countries. What the Belt and Road project will do to all these developing countries, they will basically, the Chinese construction company will bring their own money from, you know, financed by China's state-owned bank. They will go to these poor countries. They will bring their own material, their own equipment, their own employees. They will build the Belt and they will build the freeways, the bridges, airports, public facilities for these countries without costing the one cent from, you know, these poor countries.
Right.
They will build the entire thing for you, except that, you know, because it's for their own purpose, they will build that. So it doesn't really help the local economy. So as a result, when they finish all the construction and they leave these countries, the government of this country will owe big debt to Chinese government. So that's why you end up, Chinese government will own your country if you sign up for that Belt and Road project. So that's what's called debt trap diplomacy. Now that's the first step. Once they finish the first step, they will come back for the second step. The second step is Huawei. The second step is they will come back and make a proposal that they will help you to these poor countries to build their information system using Huawei's 5G system, right? So now once they do that, you know, North Korea is an example. China, you know, built the entire internet data system for North Korea. But once China do that for any of these poor countries, you know, China's technology come with a backdoor. Once they, you know, build all this entire system for these countries, then, you know, they effectively know every single secret of, you know, of this country's government. So if they will control the government of these countries, you know, a lot more effective than the olden days KGB. Now, unfortunately, our, you know, old friend Saudi Arabia, they sign up for it. You know, China, you know, went to Saudi Arabia for many years to help Saudi Arabia build their, you know, high-speed train, their freeways. That's a part of a Belt and Road project. And in December of last year, Chairman Xi visited Saudi, and Saudi agreed to install Huawei's 5G system, you know, in Saudi Arabia. And guess what? Immediately, right after they sign up for Huawei's system, you know, Chairman Xi started asking Saudi to take Chinese money when Saudi sell oil to China.
Instead of dollars.
Yeah. So, you know, keep in mind, China is the largest buyer, biggest buyer of Saudi oil. China purchased 25% of Saudi's oil production products. And Saudi is also the biggest oil production country. And if Saudi start taking Chinese yen instead of U.S. dollar when it sells oil to China, then pretty much every other oil country is going to follow. So that's going to be a huge impact to the petrodollar system.
Well, now, does China want the de facto currency of the world to be their currency? Is that what they're trying to maneuver to?
Well, China and Russia, you know, have been making joint effort to try to really hurt the U.S. economy by hurting the petrodollar system. Now, China and Russia made a joint effort in the BRICS nation. Now, BRICS nation, the five nations, Brazil, China, India, Russia, South Africa, right? So they, back in 2019, China and Russia make a joint effort to push forward an independent currency reserve system used by the BRICS nations. And it's called 5R system because the name of the currency of all these five countries all start from letter R. So they have a 5R system. And then China and the, earlier this year, they worked at China, just like a few months ago. I think that back in May of this year, China and Malaysia, they are making joint announcement. They are going to try to push forward some sort of, Asian, independent reserve system, which should reduce the reliance to the petrodollar system. And also back in, I think in April of this year, or maybe in May, that before Brazil president visited Beijing, you know, Brazil made an announcement that they're, when they, you know, doing the trade with China, they're not going to use the dollar, the U.S. dollar. They're going to use Chinese yen.
Yeah.
So you see, you know, China has been really trying to push back on the petrodollar system as kind of like an economic war against the United States.
Let me get you to hold right there because we've run out of time. We will hear from Mr. Sue again next week. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today, sir. You can find his work at epochtimes.com. He is the investigative reporter in all things China, including the government deception and the politics of the nation. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.